This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin met with local sports bar owners in Eau Claire on Friday to share proposed legislation seeking to address the increasing cost of sports streaming services. As streaming services continue to expand into the sports world, the cost of watching their team play has skyrocketed for individual fans. Following the roundtable discussion, Senator Baldwin shared her thoughts on how that cost has increased exponentially for local sports bars, who need to pay for those costly streaming services on multiple screens to ensure their customers keep coming back for games.
This morning, we heard from a group of folks who are really very closely connected to this issue because they're owners of sports venues, sports bars. Their customers come in to enjoy camaraderie, the unity that cheering for your favorite team brings, but it's costing them an arm and a leg also to be able to have their screen showing the games that their customers want to see and expect to see when they come in.
The legislation introduced by Senator Baldwin, called the For the Fans Act, aims to bring down those costs. The goal of the proposed legislation is to ensure that Wisconsin residents won't need to pay for multiple costly subscriptions and TV packages to watch their favorite teams play.
Does two simple things. Stops the blackouts. If you subscribe to a streaming service so that you can watch your favorite team play, they can't black the games out. And it also says, and this is so important for those of us in Wisconsin who love our Packers and our Brewers and our Bucks, in the home state, fans should be able to watch the games live for free.
Senator Baldwin also noted that for fans who want to watch every Packers, Brewers, and Bucks game, it could cost up to $1,500 a year for the required cable, satellite, and streaming subscriptions. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. The NFL has sidelined Packers running back Josh Jacobs while criminal charges against him move through the court. Jacobs is now on the commissioner's exempt list, so he cannot practice or attend games with Green Bay. He was charged Thursday with misdemeanor battery and criminal damage to property following a May arrest. Jacobs denies the accusations. His lawyers say he intends to return to the Packers and the NFL after the review is finished. Two teenage boys died Saturday when their car went off the road and hit a tree in Marinette County. Marinette Sheriff's deputies say the crash happened shortly before 11 p.m. on County Highway G east of Crivitz. They say the teen driver lost control on a curve, went into a ditch, and hit a tree. The sheriff's office identified the driver as 16-year-old Landon England from Menominee, Michigan. 17-year-old Princeton Welty from Crivitz was also killed in the crash. A nationwide bench warrant has been issued for an Eau Claire woman who failed to appear at her sentencing hearing on charges of child neglect. Civic Media's James Kelly has more.
According to court documents, 36-year-old Tony Hammonds was scheduled to appear in court on August 28th for sentencing after pleading no contest to four counts of chronic neglect of a child as party to a crime. An investigation was launched after school employees reported malnourishment concerns with her four children. Their step-parent, Mary Bentley Oram, was also sentenced to over 4 years in prison in October. I'm James Kelly for Civic Media News.
Online court records show an attorney has had periodic contact with Hammonds in the last week. More state tax money than expected could leave Wisconsin with a nearly $3 billion surplus. However, there's still no agreement on how to use it. New figures show tax collections rose 3.4% from the year before and came in about 2% higher than projected. Republican budget leaders say they want to revisit tax relief and property tax help, along with the support for schools. 75 veterans who served during the Global War on Terror are back home in Wisconsin after a four-day Mission of Healing retreat. The veterans left the Fox Valley last Thursday to tour the 9/11 Memorial and Museum in New York, along with the Freedom Tower and Statue of Liberty. Organizers say the trip is a chance for veterans to reflect on their own service while sharing the bond that comes with those who've lived through some of the same experiences. The trip is offered at no cost to veterans as a way to celebrate the veterans and their families, organizers say, while helping them find a healthier path forward. Heavy rain on Saturday brought IndyCar's only doubleheader of the season to a halt at the Milwaukee Mile on Saturday. Intensifying rain forced drivers off the track on lap 90. Race 1 was delayed further by storms yesterday morning, but did eventually resume, and drivers completed both races yesterday. That Saturday soaker was a precursor to a hot and humid weather pattern setting in across our state. National Weather Service forecasters say it'll be hot and stormy over the next few days in much of Wisconsin. Temps are expected to be in the upper 80s and 90s with chances for scattered afternoon and evening storms. More details coming up in weather. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Brewers take on the Cubs again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports, where the Brewers face the Cubs tonight in Game 2 of a four-game series at Wrigley Field. The Brewers got drilled last night 17-3. The Cubs' Clay Holmes pitched great. The Brewers' Kyle Harrison did not, giving up 5 home runs before Pat Murphy yanked him out of the game in the fourth inning.
Starting pitcher didn't give us what we needed to have, and that's all there is to it. And then you get behind in a game like that against a pitcher that guy was great tonight, and the Cubs' offense was right on point.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers getting ready for their season opener against Notre Dame Sunday inside Lambeau Field in Green Bay.
We know this is a huge game in Game 1, and kicking off the way we're kicking off in Lambeau against Notre Dame, but we also understand there's a journey here, and so there aren't decisions made completely on a lot of guys just yet, and we'll have to figure that thing out as we get closer to game.
That's Wisconsin Badger head coach Luke Fickell. The Badgers are 20-point underdogs. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 90 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers or thunder showers after midnight, our low dropping into the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.